The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
You know, a kid who goes above and beyond for his family or her family or community, nominate them for Kid of the Week. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to get an entry in for a kid between 5 and 18. They could be Kid of the Week. We announce the winner every Tuesday, and then in December, all the Kid of the Week nominees are thrown in a hat. What kind of hat do you use, Dave?
It'll be probably just one of my golf hats.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's okay.
And then you and Mary pull all the entries out of the hat. You go over them. It's a careful vetting process.
It's very careful process.
It's a long procedure. It's
painstaking, but it's important.
Right. And the 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize, courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit your entry. You're going to meet this week's Kid of the Week and a special mystery guest with her in just a second as well.
And they're adorable.
And tough.
Right.
Well, that's exactly right.
Adora tough.
They're fierce.
It has something to do with hockey. I'll tell you that much. Speaking of hockey, who's going to be the first Blackhawk to fight Andrew Shaw?
Well, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to happen.
Are they going to line up?
You know it's going to happen.
None of them, because none of them fight.
I think in this case.
He was our guy.
Yeah, and Bickle, and he's gone too. Yeah, good call.
So the Blackhawks are wimps? Is that what you're saying, Samberg?
Samberg,
is that what you're saying? The Blackhawks are wimps? She's saying yes.
Oh, no.
Now, there was a period last year, if you remember, where Jonathan Toews got in a lot of fights.
Toews spent a lot of time in the corners. But who's the big kid? The big kid who did nothing but take penalty minutes.
Brandon Bolig's been gone for a couple of years.
No, not Brandon Bolig. No, he's young. He's young. I don't know.
Not Panarin.
Kid of the Week sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Fairly simple premise for Kid of the Week this week. It's a young lady, a girl who plays hockey. And you're going, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is the Blackhawks have created this explosion of youth hockey. And I think it's a cool story that we have not one, but two future hockey superstars in studio this morning, starting with Allie Zach. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
How long have you been playing hockey?
Like 3 to 4 years.
3 to 4 years.
8 years.
Mom's in the background.
All right, first off, stop skipping math class for hockey practice, okay? And want to introduce who else is in the studio with us?
My sister, Madison Zach.
Hi.
Hi, Madison. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Now, Madison, we talked off the air a second ago. You started playing at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, you started playing at 3.
Yes.
All right. And neither one of you have a dad currently playing in the NHL?
No.
No.
Okay. So what got you interested in hockey? It had to be the Blackhawks.
My older cousin. He played, and so my mom and dad took me to watch my older cousin play, and so then I started wanting to play after him.
And then, Allie, you saw Big Sis, and you wanted to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what positions do you guys play?
We both play defense.
Oh. So there's no time where mom has to watch you two punching each other? Except at your house. Except at home, fighting over stuff at home.
Yeah.
And do you love it enough to stay with it?
Oh, yeah. I love it a lot. We love it a lot.
We do.
This is going to be so great. Your parents won't have to pay for college. This is tremendous. I don't want to get ahead of you here, Mom, but come on. What's your favorite part, Allie, about playing hockey?
I just love the game of it. It's fast movement and, like, you get your feet moving and...
It's hand-eye coordination. You got to get that puck on a stick. It's all that, right?
Yeah.
And?
I love it because of the family of it that you get from... I have 19 girls on my team, and we're all there for each other and with each other.
Yeah, it's a solidarity of it. And you guys, too, you're young, but you're in great shape, too. We were talking off the air about you do your workout, you eat healthy. Talk a little bit about your routines that you go through, too.
I know I work out 3 days a week during the season.
I work out 2 or 3, depends on the week.
What time do you get up?
In summer days... Probably around 8-ish, but on school days, 6.
All right, you don't know this, Andrea, but the girls get up at 6 on school days, 8 otherwise, and they begin with a 4-hour run with full hockey gear. And then they are allowed two Cheerios each.
Oh, right. Yes.
And then they come back. They have a full hockey practice. And then they sleep for 10 minutes. They're woken up by several alarms near their heads, and they're forced to go out and skate for hours. But that's why you love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player on the Blackhawks, Ellie?
Mine's Hossa, because he always tries 110% no matter what.
Amen.
Yeah. And
how about a hand for Hoss? How about a hand for Hoss? And?
I like Duncan Keith. He's my favorite.
Because he never stops skating. He's playing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking the big minutes on defense, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What's the name of your team, Ellie?
Mine is the Ice Dogs in Vernon Hills.
And?
Glacier.
I play at the Chicago Mission.
Okay. And do you guys have a summer league?
No.
So you don't start playing again until this fall.
Yeah.
I think this is great, Dave. You take a sport like hockey, and not only has youth hockey exploded for young boys, for girls mm-hmm. as well.
No question. And we've seen it in the college ranks now. So, I mean, it's not just the NHL, not just the professional ranks, but college. I mean, they've had a powerhouse at the University of Wisconsin for a long time. So I could see Allie maybe suiting up there.
That'd be great. Well, we got college paid for them, you know, so we've already figured that part out.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'd love to see you guys play together, like the Sedins. I just think that's kind of – do you have a desire to do that too, play on the same team?
How about that? Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be tremendous.
That'd be cool. I mean, you'd like that, right?
Yeah.
I would like it.
Yeah, that'd be tremendous. Any of these teams you guys have played on co-ed, or are they all girl teams?
The Ice Dogs.
The Ice Dogs is a boys team, and, like, there's more girls than
Wait,
one
hold on. We didn't get this part of the information. You're playing on a boys team?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Any of the boys giving you a hard time?
No.
No, because they know who they're messing with. They're messing with Allie Zach. Right? That's right. That's what I'm talking about. But your team's girls?
My team is girls.
Okay. Well, it's a very cool thing. Any of the boys at school, what do they think of this? Like your friends that are guys?
Well, they ask me, does people check you to do all of this? And I say, no, it's just a normal game of hockey.
Right. Well, your age, you probably can't check. Isn't it a no-check league? Yeah. But as you get older, you know, your best friends are going to be running into you trying to drive you through the boards. That's what friends are for. Well, it's great to meet you guys, and I love the fact that you're a sports family.
Thank you.
So, Allie, listen, I need your permission on this. We're going to make you Kid of the Week. Can we make your sister Honorary Kid of the Week as well and load you up?
Yeah.
Okay. And don't forget she did this for you. I know she's your little sister and you have squatter's rights, but Allie could have just thrown you to the weeds. All right?
Thanks, Al.
You're welcome.
All right. That's what sisters are for. Here's what we're going to do. We've got, and Mom, you can actually do this as well. Pair of tickets for My Son the Waiter, Jewish Tragedy, playing at the North Shore Center. It's funny. It's a comedy. It's very funny. Make you laugh. But more importantly to you guys, we're going to give you Lou Malnati's Pizza, 1-800-LOU-TO-GO, loutogo.com, loumalnati's.com. If you put Lou Malnati's in the web address somehow, you're going to get there. An app gift card. You go out and get new headphones if you want, something like that, from app, abt.com. And because you guys need to sleep before you play hockey, should we give them my pillows?
Absolutely.
Oh, these are the best pillows. You guys are going to get my pillows as well. From MyPillow.com. You want to give a shout-out to anybody?
To my grandma, my pop, and my papa. My papa, before he died, he always listened to you guys.
Oh, that's nice. What was his name?
Eugene.
And Scribic. What's grandma's first name?
Jane
Scribick? The Scribicks. Well, thank you, Scribicks. God bless your grandfather. What'd you call him?
Papa.
Yeah, see, I'm a first-time grandfather. I've got a granddaughter 6 months old. You know what she calls me? Nothing, because she just drools. She just drools. But it's the cutest drool you've ever seen. And big sis?
All my aunts and uncles and family members.
Boy, you guys taking care of family. Look at you.
And family first.
Friends. And dad.
Yeah, how about dad? Yeah, dad wouldn't hurt. I'll tell you what we'll do for dad. We'll give him a ChevyDriveChicago.com, a WGN Radio stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Nice to see you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being Kid of the Week.